Baseball Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Alan, and I'm here with my co-host and fellow cabal therapist, Benjamin Hebert. How you doing, Ben?
Wonderful.
Excellent.
Thanks for asking.
No problem. So it has been quite a while since we've talked. So today we're gonna go over every single thing that's happened in Magic since our last episode.
Step by step.
Now I think we'll just talk about just what's going on recently and anything that we particularly care about.
Seems legit.
Yeah. Just nothing. Yeah. It's been a pretty crazy time of year. So have you managed to squeeze any Magic in?
FNM a little bit ago, but not too recently.
Yeah, I think I played a match on Modo. That's it.
Nice. We're so good. Yeah. We're on top of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We just finished with Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up. And
yeah, it's a rough time of year.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, so what do you think of these spoilers?
Well, there's some nice art. I'd say we should let's just jump ahead. Let's jump ahead to the two planeswalkers, shall we? Mm-hmm. Shall we start there with
Yeah, that sounds good.
Chandra Flamecaller and Nissa something, Nissa Voice of Zendikar.
Yeah, can we sidebar for a second though?
Yeah.
Do you hear a beeping sound?
No.
I think my headphones are dying then. Still here?
I am here.
Excellent. I found some batteries. Great. Okay, back to spoilers. All right, so we got Chandra here. Chandra Flamecaller.
Yes.
Not the most original name.
No, but it's got some pretty sweet art. Look at those fireballs.
There are fireballs. I don't know what she is in.
A waste, maybe? Maybe those are wastes?
Could be. Yeah, not much of a lore monger, I have to say.
So let's check this out. She's 6 mana, 4 colors, 2 red, right? Enters the battlefield with 4 loyalty.
4 loyalty.
Which I guess is okay for a 6 mana walker. It's probably fine.
Let's move on. What are the abilities?
+1, put 2/3/1 red elemental creature tokens with haste onto the battlefield. Exile them at the beginning of the next end step.
Okay.
Do you want to do them one at a time, or do you want to go through them all and then talk about it?
Let's go through them all, and then we'll talk
about it. So the second ability is a 0 ability. Always a favorite. Discard all the cards in your hand, then draw that many cards +1. And then her final ability is -X. Chandra Flamecaller deals X damage to each creature.
Okay, so the first thing I noticed about this Planeswalker was that it was 6 mana.
Me too.
So I was like, man, this has... I don't know. This is either going to be Elspeth or it's going to be trash. But that's not really true. It could be somewhere in between.
Yeah.
But the second thing I noticed was there's no ultimate.
Yeah. But some planeswalkers don't have ultimates, right?
It's true. But I was just like, you know, it's not going to have that option, I guess, as being
the finisher.
A win, Yeah, the finisher there. So it's you're gonna have to be able to get a lot of value out of his slower ones. Would think.
Yeah, I agree with that. At the same
So
time, not being the finisher, she's kind of versatile.
I agree she's very versatile with three abilities that you can use the turn she enters the battlefield.
Yeah, and some that can be
And
pertinent after using the first ones later.
no, I think she's got defense, she's got offense, and she's got card advantage. So
Pretty good.
that if that's not versatile, I don't know what is.
True.
Which is possible. Yeah. But I think the first thing you said to me was you said you wish those 2/3/1 red elemental creature tokens had trample.
I think it's a huge flavor miss and a huge disappointment that they don't have trample. Because when you think red, one of the most red cards, right, ever, to me would be Ball Lightning, right? And its baby brother, Spark Elemental. I believe it's Spark Elemental, right? Which is like 2 mana for a
Something like that.
3/1 trample has haste.
It was just one mana for a 3/1 triple
Yeah, you're
haste.
right.
Second end of
And I
turn.
mean, these die at end of turn, so I don't understand why they don't have trample.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, because you can minus one and like clear out little chump blockers. I don't know. I'm okay with it not having
I guess that's fair.
trample.
It could wipe the board, and then next turn you could hit with the 3/1s.
Right. 'Cause it already has, I don't know, like if you were to compare it to, like if they were just one, like if it was a 6/1 elemental, like they already have semi-trample because it's two. They need to be blocked by two things instead of just one.
I guess I think the way I look at it is straight up, if you were to just plus one them, Elspeth would beat this.
Yeah, that's
Like, there's
true.
not even.
I mean, but Elspeth is awesome.
Well, to each their own.
Anyways, I'm pretty I like the zero ability a lot.
Yep.
'Cause if you're specifically looking for something, you can start cycling through things pretty fast.
It's nice because it's card advantage for red, and I think it achieves something that they haven't really been able to do with that. The whole like discarding,
With the bubble.
yeah, the whole like even discarding and then drawing, like discarding a card at random and then drawing cards. Or like discarding a card to draw the cards that you're playing or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I like the plus one. And I like that it's not just another exile it and you can play it until
Yeah,
end of
I
turn.
like that too.
Because that means you can still use the zero the turn she comes into
Yeah.
play. Otherwise, you normally wouldn't have the mana to use that, so you'd never do it.
And I'm a huge fan of the minus X ability. My one worry is that four is not enough to start, but I mean after cons rotates, it might be pretty good for most formats.
Right. I think the limiting factor here is the mana
Yeah.
cost. So I think I mean because six is a lot. So it's really going to depend on the speed of the format. But I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing this like in an. I mean, the double red might be too much, but I wouldn't mind sticking this at the top end of an Abzan red
I
deck.
could see that. It'd be a good planeswalker top off. Because I don't think there's any really, other than Ugin, there's no really heavy hitters in a high mana slot right now. I think op's pretty good, but don't know, I might like this
Right.
better.
Yeah, there's a pretty big difference between 6 and 7 as well.
Yeah, it's true. Is Ugin 7?
You know, because you can. I
Yeah.
think he's 8.
Op's not 7 though. Op's
All
5,
right.
right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Abba's 5. Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, him being a 5-drop and a 6-drop, he could probably play both.
Yeah.
But I think it's more power.
True. So I don't
What?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that I'm always the best at evaluating cards without
Yeah.
playing them. But I definitely think she's got
Yeah.
legs. Yeah. Moving on to
Sure.
Nissa. So when I first looked at her,
Do you
I
want to
was
go
like
over her first?
pretty. Oh yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Okay, so Nissa, Voice of Zendikar. 1/2 green, Planeswalker, comes in with 3 loyalty. +1 is put a 0/1 green plant creature token onto the battlefield. -2, put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. And -7, you gain X life and draw X cards, where X is the number of lands you control.
So Nissa.
It's true. So I'm slightly disappointed that her first two abilities don't increase the number of lands for the last
Yeah,
ability.
I can see that.
And I also think 7 is kind of hard to get to, because you're gonna have to plus her 4 times to get to 7 without minusing at
Yeah,
all.
and do you really want to just put a 0/1 plant creature into play for 4 turns in a war?
Right. Just so. I mean, then on turn 7, you get to, draw 5 or 6 cards and gain some life, which is, I mean, undoubtedly good, but yeah, I'm just not sure. I think paired up with Gideon, that would seem pretty good.
Yeah.
And possibly Sorin as well, like some sort of.
If you had some kind of other token producer, Planeswalker or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that might be good.
I guess the thing, like, so when I first looked at her, in a way she reminds me, and maybe it's just because she's 3-walker, but she reminds me of Caller of the Pride, where with like a weaker first ability, right? Because like his plus one's like what,
Yeah.
first strike and something. I don't remember what his plus one is.
I should know this. I love this card. His first one is +1/+1 counter on that
Okay.
creature.
So yeah, it's like she reminds me of him in the sense that you can get some good value out of the second ability, right?
Right. I see what you're saying. Like, if you're playing in a real creature heavy deck, a lot of times you just want to slam a Johnny, and -3 gives something flying double strike, and really just get in there.
Yeah, just.
So like with this, like maybe a lot of the time, you want to play this, not on curve. And after you have a bunch of dudes and just put a bunch of counters on
Yeah, and like
stuff.
give you that extra kick, I guess.
And then and so then even if they're killing a bunch of your dudes, you still have this planeswalker that you can just keep
Yeah.
plussing up after.
And I guess I mean, if you put her in play and they don't do anything about it, you can build up a bit of an army, I guess, over time. Or if nothing else, you build up a wall.
Right. And you can always put counters on
Yeah.
your tokens.
But I don't know. I mean, let's say you, don't know, in three turns times, you're either gonna have 3 0-1 plant tokens. You're gonna have 2 2-1 plant tokens. Or 1 2 plant tokens, we're gonna have 1 2 3 plant token, right? In 3 turns. Without anything else you played, but it doesn't seem like a lot of great value, I guess.
No, I think this is one of those cards that is gonna vastly depend on the other cards
Yeah.
you're playing it
I
with.
guess it might be good. The tokens might be good
So
in a Megamorph type deck, or a, I don't know, something like that, or a what's the Nantuku Husk desk?
oh, the allies.
No,
Or
Rally,
no, yeah,
Rally Sack
Rally the
deck maybe.
Ancestors. Yeah. I see what you're putting down. Yeah, so I don't know. I think we'll just see have to see how she shakes out. But it's hard. I think it's hard to make a 3-mana planeswalker that's not playable.
Yeah, true. The pass would show.
Yeah. Okay, what other things we want to talk about?
We could talk about that Sphinx of the Final Word.
Yeah, not too much to say about him. I mean, he's a control
Yeah.
finisher. 7 mana is basically, same as casting PLA or the minimum amount you need to cast
And he has
PLA,
hexproof.
basically. Yep. He has hexproof all the time. Don't need to do anything for it. And it can't be countered. And he has evasion.
Solid.
And he makes your instants and sorcerers not be able to be countered by spells or abilities. And he's 5/2 blue for a 5/5 Sphinx. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's a control feature.
Yeah, I mean, he does what he does, and he does it pretty well. I don't have much more to say about him, I
I guess
think.
that's true.
Yeah, the only downside to him is that unlike some finishers, there's no way for him to avoid your
Yeah.
wrath effects.
If he has the wrath, he's gonna die.
Right. But control decks have been playing a lot less of those anyways. Since a lot of times it's better to get value in other ways when you have to play stupid
Yeah.
5-mana wraths.
Right,
Yeah.
so let's since there's not much on that, let's talk about this card, Crush of Tentacles. Sorcery,
Okay.
right? Four colorless, blue has Surge, which is the new a new ability, right? New keyword. Which for it is what it is you can cast a spell for its Surge cost. If you or a teammate has cast another spell this turn, and that for this card it costs one less, one colorless less, so 3 blue-blue, and it's return all non-land permanents to the owner's hands. Crush of Tentacles Surge cost was paid. Put a 8/8 blue octopus creature token onto the battlefield. So let's talk, first of all, not as the card as a whole, but let's talk about Surge.
Right, because that's what's really interesting about this. Not the card, but this new ability. I mean, this is so interesting because it looks for an action that will, one, make the spell cheaper, and two, make the spell better. So I mean maybe not all of them will be cheaper, or not all, like maybe some will just be cheaper and not better, or maybe some will just be better and not cheaper. But clearly they're willing to do both, which seems pretty
It
interesting
does.
to
It
me.
also seems like a mechanic waiting to be broken. And I mean, I guess we'll see how the other cards they printed, whether they went really light on it or whether they've made broken cards with this mechanic, right? Because
Right.
let's say you have a way to cast a spell or something to put this card from your graveyard into your hand and then cast it for its search cost or something. Or any way to like repeat it. You know what I'm saying? So
Not
there's
entirely.
ways like okay, so let's say I can't think of one off the top of my head, really. But like there's cards like say Reclaim, which puts it in your on top of your library, right? But I'm pretty sure there's a card that's like X mana, one mana. Put target card from your graveyard into your hand, or target instant sorcery spell from your graveyard into your hand. Or just there's got to be Tom there's tomfoolery that can happen.
Right, so you're saying like the reduced cost allows you to could allow you to bring it back and play it on the same turn where before you could only just bring it
Yeah,
back or something
or
like that,
what's worse is what well, makes it better, right? Makes you repeat it cheaper and better, right? But also something like this, it's almost could be like a broken, cheaper, better flashback. If you can find some way to repeat it back into your hand or something, or some way to cheat playing a spell, right? Let's say you cast a spell for its search cards. If you cast another spell this turn, let's say you play a rebound spell last turn.
Yeah, that's true. So then you have this cheaper. I mean, we'll have to see how far they push the reduced mana cost. Because right now, like with this, the only way that you're casting this and another spell for reduced mana overall is if you cast a zero mana cost spell before playing it, since the surge is just one less than the thing. But I assume this is just, the first thing. If there's things with a much more reduced cost, I mean it could make it
I
a
see
lot
it
better.
being not so much in standard, but in, well, even maybe in standard with Delve, but maybe in Eternal formats with things where you can. Where they play like miracles or whatnot and other stuff, where you're like already cheating your spells, right? Or you have another
Right,
way to cheat
right.
playing a spell.
And again, we're
Yeah,
just talking about
not
the
the entire
mechanic,
card.
not this specific
That's not
card.
terrible, I guess, for its search cost.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because it's funny because like cost reduction is always a dangerous mechanic. So it's interesting that we're seeing cost reduction mechanics in back-to-back blocks. First delve and now surge.
And I see this syncing up well with Delve,
So
right?
you delve away cards and play a real cheap delve spell, play a treasure cruise for one, then pay your surge reduced cost spell for on the cheap
Bounce
and
their
keep
board
doing
and get
stuff,
an
yeah.
8/8. First, draw three cards, bounce their board, and get an 8/8 for 6 mana. It seems all right.
Seems good.
I mean, if you can do that, I probably wouldn't be playing Shadow.
No, that seems a lot better. Yeah. Although it's really just drawing two cards
True.
because you're playing two cards.
But you are netting a card because you drew three. So,
Yeah.
not really card disadvantage.
Oh, no, not at all. Is there anything else super juicy
Do you know what
here?
the red white land says?
I believe it's
First
a
strike.
2-1 first striker.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Double strike. Two
One.
2-1 double striker. So, and it's four to
That's
activate.
interesting that they would make a double striker with Awaken in the set, in the block. But I guess the.
I found that interesting as well because you could I imagine that's why the activation
Yeah.
cost has to be so high on that because if you awaken it and now it's a 4-4 or something if it was a real cheap double strike cost that would be a little bit
Yeah.
broken. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What do you think? So there's this other land, tap add a colorless. Okay, so let's just back it up here. Let's talk about
Oh yeah,
colorless
that's probably
mana.
a thing to talk about. It's been that long.
Okay. So before we saw any of these, before like we saw these spoilers, and before new Kozilek was confirmed, what did you think of the colorless mana, and did your expectations of what it did, like, was it intuitive to you before it was
To me, it
confirmed
was.
how it worked?
Is very intuitive to me. I mean, I know there's a complex, like, official way of saying it that probably makes it more sense to people. But to me, it's no different than any colored mana, right? Like, it's needing colorless to play a colorless spell, just the way you need red to play a red spell, but I can still use red to play. Pay a colorless, a generic cost, yeah.
Pay the generic
So to me, it
costs
was
of it.
intuitive of what it
Yeah,
was,
yeah.
right?
Agreed. I also thought it was very intuitive, which is why I believed
Yeah.
it was a real spoiler when I saw it. But actually, after talking to several people about it, it seemed like it actually
Which
wasn't
is
very
interesting.
intuitive to a lot of people. A lot of people thought like it was like another color, and and they like refused to believe that a previous colorless land could like a previous land like they refused to believe that the pain lands could produce a colorless mana that would satisfy
Yeah.
this symbol. Because I thought that would be too confusing. But it seemed intuitive to me, but after hearing other people like not understand it, I began to think that maybe it was a bit too complex. But I think printing all these expedition lands that produce colorless mana and changing this symbol to that thing. I think that makes it very clear to
Yeah, I
anyone that was
agree.
confused about it before. Right. So like I'm looking at an ancient tomb expedition right now, and it says tap, add, colorless
Yeah.
symbol, like the diamond. Just as if it was saying add green green and had
Yeah.
two forests. And I guess like a really good example, another really example is Dust Bowl, which shows you on the card, it says tap, add diamond to your mana pool. And then it has a second ability, is three, three generic, like three colorless. Like you could pay any three mana, tap, sacrifice a land, destroy a target, not basic land. So I think if anything, that one card makes it like precisely clear to anyone that was confused about how it worked. So I actually think they did a great job working this in.
I agree.
Yeah. And also, yeah. It's also interesting that the wastes land, not to be confused with wasteland,
Reprint
the
wasteland.
wastes basic land doesn't count towards spells that
Well,
like
that's
things
the
with
point, right?
domain.
It's still not a color. Or it doesn't have a
Right,
basic
right.
land type, I guess.
Well, like, right. So for domain, it doesn't have a basic land type, and it asks specifically for a number of basic land types, and for converge, it asks for number of colors, not number of like sources or something, It asks for colors, and it's still not a color. So it's still not adding one for that. So I think it was very, very
I
cool
think
how
so.
they fit it Anyways, on to this land. I don't remember what it's called because it's in a different language, but I remember the translation for the ability as tap at a colorless, or two when a colorless, tap, draw card only if you
A
have no cards in your
reverse
hand.
Alexandria. You
Yes,
have to pay
but it
mana, yeah.
costs three. But yeah.
It's interesting. It's interesting because it's a great utility to have, especially in a land. And I guess if you don't care
Yeah.
about colored mana, or if you or if you can, you could probably get away with running like two in a deck anyways. And it's probably completely worth it to run two in any deck.
Right, like the cost of playing it, I mean, is the cost of playing any other land that produces colorless, or playing, like, forcing yourself to have better mana because you need to play something like this. So like there is a cost, but it could be very, very worth it because just being able to draw a card every turn, assuming you can play two cards a turn,
And
is
it
very, very
can
good.
get you out of a top decking situation. It's good. I think it's great
Right,
for,
right.
well, actually, yeah, I don't know. It just seems good. Seems good.
Yeah. I wonder if this might be better than Desolate Lighthouse, that Twin
Hold on,
sometimes
I'm gonna look
plays a one of. Okay, so that taps to add a colorless, or you can tap and pay a blue, red, and one to
draw then discard.
I think
I
discard a card,
think
then draw
Lighthouse
then
is
discard.
better because it's not limiting in when you can use it.
Right, I think it might actually be better. It's probably still better in that deck specifically because if you have one combo piece in hand and you're searching for the other one, you don't want to play out your piece to get down to zero. Yeah, I'm still confident that
Yeah, I
there is
could see
home
it's
for
finding a
this.
home somewhere. I could see it almost in even an aggro list.
Yeah, I definitely could as well. You just dump out all your cards and then you're hellbent, and you just play a bunch of cheap cards so you can keep drawing and playing stuff. That seems good. You still on the spoilers?
I do.
Do you
I
see
am.
Holdout Settlement? It's a land, taps to add a colorless, or tap and
Is
tap
this
an
new?
untapped creature you control. Add one mana of any color to your mana pool. Oh, I assumed it was.
It rings a
Is
bell
it
to
not?
me, so I didn't even bother looking at it. I just assumed, so let me just check.
It's very similar to
Maybe
the
that's what I'm
one mana
thinking of.
artifact that does the same
I think
thing.
it's more viable as a land than an artifact. Especially because it's interesting. I kind of like it. I definitely think it'll see play in a few or an all colors deck, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I like it
It's an
too. I think it's a
interesting
pretty
ability.
cool mechanic.
Is the other one, I think it's Crumbling Vestige, a couple down. Enters the battlefield tapped. When it enters the battlefield, you add one color. That's new too, right?
Yes.
I like that one a lot.
Yes. Yes, it is. I think that's a really cool mechanic too. Yeah, there's not many lands with Enter the Battlefield triggers.
Those will be two interesting cards to see.
And
I see them. They're both going to see a lot of play in draft and sealed, I think.
yeah, that makes sense.
I know.
Just because it's color fixing,
Yeah,
especially
and it'll be
the
interesting if they
first
see
one.
play outside of
Yeah.
sealed formats.
Can you see the one below it? It's also in a foreign
Try
language.
it
I'm not
again.
sure if you know what it does.
Tap, add a colorless. Tap, take one damage. And then add.
Yep. And add one mana of any color, you can only use it to play colorless spells.
Interesting. So you'd run it in particularly for an Eldrazi deck.
So you can play,
Yeah,
right, or
anything devoid.
just devoid things. So,
Or anything with
that
Sunburst.
seems like it'd be. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that
So
actually
it's
works
interesting.
with that. Yeah, that seems pretty cool too. And then the other thing is there's a bunch of Enter the Battlefield tapped lands that
Ally
produce
colors.
allied colors. I don't see any enemy colored ones, but that doesn't mean
Yeah, I'm
that there
assuming
won't
that'll mostly
be.
be a draft thing, as they usually are. It's usually just to boost sealed.
Yeah, people saw some people on Reddit, getting a little bit hurt. Big surprise that these were one, just downgrades to the cons ones because they don't gain you life, and
Yeah.
two, they're uncommon. But I mean, like the common or uncommon of lands like this is
Yeah.
purely to balance the limited format, and
Yeah,
same with
I
like
agree.
the gaining life. Like those lands needed to be common in cons because it was a multicolor format. Like you needed good
Yeah,
color
you needed to
fixing
be able to
to be able to play
stabilize
anything.
against faster things.
Right. And so you don't necessarily need a ton of color fixing in your regular draft formats. So I
Yeah,
don't
I'm with
understand why
you.
you're upset about that.
I'm perfectly fine with them. I personally, they obviously do nothing for me. They're just limited. They're limited necessitary probably for the format, right? So I just expect to see more multicolored things, I guess, for the sealed format.
You see
I like
Worldbreaker?
Worldbreaker.
So what Worldbreaker is, it's six and a green for an Eldrazi. It's a 5/7, has devoid. When you cast Worldbreaker, exile target artifact, enchantment, or land. It has reach. It also has two and a colorless, sacrifice land, return him from
And he's
your
5'7",
graveyard.
did you say that? I like him
Yeah, he's
for
impressive.
two reasons. He does something from an up from somebody who loves dropping big creatures. He does something when you cast him. Doesn't matter what you do, whatever, once I cast it, that's happening no matter what. I also like his repeatability, right?
Right. I think he's just another tool that
yeah.
the green X ramp decks can use. And I also think it's cool that you know, say you play him, you cast him, and either he's countered or he's killed right away. At least you can turn, you know, if you don't draw into any more threats, you can sack excess land. I mean, because if you don't have
yeah.
threats in your ramp deck, you have excess land, so you can just sack that and bring it back and cast him again.
Another reason why I like him
just out value
is because the card we've talked about before, or at least I've mentioned it, is the card Conduit of Ruin. Right, it's like five colorless. When he enters play, you search your library for an Eldrazi card, or just a colorless creature, I think. Random mana costs seven or more, maybe. And he's like a 5/5, and the first creature spell you play each turn costs two colorless less. But the main factor of him, why I like him so much, is he tutors something, right? He tutors your big, dumb Eldrazi. And
right.
when the Eldrazi, especially if more of them come out like this, have versatility in their casting alone, now you have a toolbox of options that you can run, you know?
Right. The more of these toolbox effect ones you have.
Yeah, the better the tutor ability comes.
Other card comes.
Which will be interesting to see if we get more of these or not. I mean, we already have three, if this is real.
Yeah.
Right? We have Kozilek, Ulamog, and Worldbreaker. So
yeah, a lot of toys to play with. Pretty cool. Well, that's
killed them.
I think we pretty much killed the spoilers. So I just
sure.
wanted to ask you about one more thing before we call it quits. And that is, so how do you feel about all those spoilers being today?
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I guess it doesn't have an effect on me.
Okay. Like, you don't really care.
That they got spoiled early? No. Honestly, like, spoiler season to me. It could all come out one day or a couple of days. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I also agree. It's not really spoiling
yeah.
anything for me. Like, it's not ruining anything. I don't really care. Just, you know, it's out now. I know. I can definitely see how.
Yeah.
You know, Wizards would be.
And that's fair.
Upset about it. But I mean, it's not
true.
It's not
but
like a full set. It's
I could see from a marketing standpoint how it, like, shoots down their plan. I guess.
Right, because
yeah.
because these are the high end things, you know, the most desirable things. So, I can understand that, and you know, I guess, you know, anything that's a detriment to the marketing strategy of Wizards, I guess, might be a detriment to people playing cards, which I guess is a detriment to Magic. So, that's too bad, but. On the other hand, I just don't really think it matters that much.
Yeah.
There have been worse spoilers. So, yeah.
Yeah,
at least
it's
not
true.
Things
it's
like blocks ahead of time or something. Okay, yeah, I was just curious if
no,
I don't know.
I agree.
You had a vastly different opinion.
Nailed
or anything.
It.
Okay, cool. Nailed it. Straight like that, yeah. All right, everyone, this is the end of your third session. See you guys next week.
Tour bus looking like a brat, catching more bodies than host. Flatbush zombies put money in my pocket. If it's war against them, I'ma pop. Word like a pasta. Kid from the ghetto listening to heavy metal rock. Road in my sock. I ain't never been afraid. Renegade got bars like mess halls. Lock 3 mils in the cot, nigga. What? Pussy at noon got me feeling brand new. When the sun come down, I'm leaving. Fuck, I look like a fool throwing shade like cool. Bitch, don't wake me up. I'm dreaming. That's old school. I'm getting yesterday's paper. That's old you. The way I'm programmed, I never hold hands. Straight business, first class, never the coach. I'ma handle the game the way I handle the coat. Hand to hand on Instagram, picture the post. I can picture me broke. I got a picture of Henny. I know my liver be ready for adios, but I'm stuck like. Ooh, bitch. a sure thing, I don't close call. I mean, we all kings, but there's one God, there's one Allah, there's one Jah. Bless.
Bring them out, them pussy ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out, them pussy ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out, them lying ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out, them lying ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out.
Now I post for pictures, can't fuck with you, be more specific. Cross me light with you, beg forgiveness. I didn't like your vibe, so I kept my distance. Niggas do it all for the paper, institution was made, it's strong. The little girls and bars, but now the world is yours, my nigga, please. I done grow so 100 G's, that's a lot of money, still I'm screaming for the police. And my emotions, I can't pretend that I'm different than you. But nigga, listen and pay attention when I make a move. Vision blur, I don't see no deterrence, but seeing the same niggas are saying the same word. Cycling that nature, hoping the team favor. My niggas are 10 boys, original. Delegators, we ripping the floor, paneling off with a manner of force. We go and handle your boss, we only fail your cause.
Nobody ever gave a fuck about us. They never believe, can't believe the fucking data. Now they can see, child of the corn, dark on, freak of the leash. Rather unique, who are thou? Van Gogh, Randy Savage, on beast, the park crowd, pitbull. If you breaking my LG park, wow, fuck you talking about? Little nigga, I spark crowd, pop a band on brands, we just learn up on now. Make them say, then examine, I'm out. Then it's getting stepping, I'm kicking Pamela out. That's how me hold a lot of sucks, I'll be a 100 round and flopping. Niggas are smarter, yeah. Rusty Trey Brown shoots you and throw it in the earth like a cap and gown. I demand that thrown in the ground. Tell him I want it now. Ha! Head swinging when I'm shooting like old dog in that movie. Zombie game fully lucid. Busy night, fully draped. GG, I lucky I ain't get this shit on his grave. Don't go look behind the bars like a prisoner in cage. Tiny cage, black shades, hit off half your face. Horn box coulda made the world rotate. Hey, yeah. Horn box coulda made the world rotate. On this axis, acid sheets that ain't for the mattress. Best.
I need an honor roll for this shit. I need an honor roll for this shit. Thank the Lord, it's lit. Thank the Lord, it's lit. Hoppin' out the boat, think I need a pack. Never later, later, Flatbush, Tambush, Talon. Woo! All my niggas get lit like a chalice. All my niggas get lit like a chalice. Cookies in my blunt, nigga in my glove. Most you niggas suck. Mm-hmm. On top of the world, like Brandy say. So high, like Michelet. Feeling the top of every bone in my particle. In a couple of tropicals, and they said it's impossible for a black young man to kill the shit. For a tan young man to kill the shit. So, more or less, I do my thing. No stress, no crane, progression made. More or less, we do our thing. No stress, no crane, progression made.
Bring them out, pussy ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, pussy ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out, lying ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out, lying ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out, pussy ass niggas, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out,
with the hoes, bring